Hey guys, what's up? It is your girl Queen T back with another episode of Raw Unfiltered. This is like a family affair. I have my cousins. Are we first cousins?
Yo.
First cousins. I have my first cousins here with me. I'll let them introduce themselves and then we'll get right into it.
Hey people, this is Twin A, aka Bree, aka Harmony.
This your girl Petey Crack. No, I'm joking, so I'm top two, but never been number two. This girl is Brittany, and so you will Twin B, I guess.
Oh, so you playing early?
Twin B, I'm Twin B, not number two.
Oh, okay. Well, Twin B, Twin A. I still listen. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
You still don't know so far, so.
I don't. It's blood cousins, 27 years, and I'll be like, yo, sis. Like, and that's that. And if we go from there.
That's that. Okay.
You know what? Ironically, though, our great grandmother, rest her soul, 97 years old, could still tell everybody apart.
My sis.
All these kids and great grandkids, she still had it down pat. Mm-hmm. Telling all of us apart up until the day she
passed. Can we just say this for the record that Brianna and I were the favorites?
Thanks. They weren't, but.
Let's be very clear about that.
They weren't.
Actually, so, I was a favorite. On.
Whenever Tiara would come to my grandma's house, she'd be like, oh, y'all brought a new one. I said,
Y'all tried it. God rest our grandmother's soul. We love her dearly and miss her
crazy.
Okay, so we are going to start off with something that's very relatable to a lot of people, and I'm pretty sure that you guys can relate too. So I'll just start it off like this. Have you guys ever had a friendship where you felt like you were the only person who wanted the friendship to either work or the only person putting in any type of effort to make the friendship work?
Hell yeah. No. Period.
Wait, no. So we can curse on here, right?
It's wrong.
Hell the fuck yeah.
It's wrong.
No, absolutely. I think as we grow, you definitely have those situations or those friendships or those relationships or what have you, where you feel like you're putting in 100% of the effort. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, now, bitch, I've been riding for you. It's time for you to hop in and ride out, you know?
Riding till the wheels fall off.
Right, and I think as you grow and mature, you kind of have to set those relationships apart, and you have to evaluate those situations and know when is it time to cut it off or when is it time to just let bygones be bygones and be like, you know, girl, it's been real, but I can't take you on the rest of the ride. I can drop you off at the bus stop, but
this ain't gonna work. I feel like, for me personally, I feel like I don't want to be that friend to be like, well, I'm not going to continue with this even though you treat me shitty, because what if they need me? What if they need, like, what if they need something? What if they need somebody to talk to? What if they need someone to be there for them? I always have that what if in the back of my mind. But then it's like a part of me saying, well, are they saying, what if you need me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just like a one-lane street, which...
No, yeah. I have definitely been there. but I think what has been most important for me is I try my best to be very self-aware and not take things personal, because I used to be like that. Like, I used to take everything personal. Right. And look, don't get me wrong. As Miss Bobby would say, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. But, like, I can be a super sensitive person. I'm also an empath. And so I take on a lot of things. But when it comes to friendship, I think the older that I get, like, it's where I create more boundaries, because I'm just like, okay, for so long I've accepted people
and they bullshit
and their toxic ass behavior are facts. Accepted reciprocity, and I'm
because it's
like,
not Jacquees. We're not about to accept you and all your bullshit.
No, we not accepting you. I'm not accept you and none of your bullshit. No,
but it depends. No, but like, it depends what he look like. But I might have low time today, girl.
No, but dead ass serious. I think that we have to get into a place where we have to get to a place where we have to first of all be able to identify what our shit is. Like, right. Identify mm-hmm. our shit, identify our baggage, identify the things that we need to change. And then also, iron sharpens iron. So we should be able to be there for our friends through the midst of them trying to get it together. But I think that there's a difference between tolerating people and knowing when the season is up. I think
right.
I've just had to learn, like, seasons are not forever. Like, sometimes seasons are 2 months, sometimes seasons are 2 weeks.
Then we just
sometimes seasons are 20 years. But you really just have to be in a place where you know who, like, you have to know when the season is up. And I think you have to understand who you are supposed to be patient with and who you are supposed to chuck the deuces up and say, you know, I wish you well. Because at the end of the day, whether we're friends or not. I can hit the deuces and still wish you well. It's no malice, no hard feelings. I don't hate you. I don't wish bad upon you. It's just that our season has ended and it's time to move on to the next assignment. So
now let's be clear. You you being friends with somebody for 20 years versus you being friends with somebody for 2 years, that person you've been friends with for 2 years can have your better interests than that person that you've been friends with for 20 years. So time means absolutely positively nothing.
Absolutely. Because a lot of times I feel like some of these friendships last a little bit longer than they should. So you could be fucking with somebody for 20 years and they, the whole time they was a hater from jump, you know? And then I think too, a lot of times, I think a lot of times we get, I'm trying to put this in the right words. I feel like sometimes we tolerate people for longer than they should be. And sometimes people don't really hang on to our friendships because they respect you or because they see that you have some potential to go somewhere. I think a lot of times niggas will hang on and they don't really necessarily believe that you can accomplish what you're setting out to do. But I feel like they stick around just in case you make it. So they can be like, oh, y'all been fucking with her for 20 years. I always knew she was going to do this. But really have no well-meaning. So I think we have to know, we have to accept those behaviors from people. Not accept them, but we have to see those behaviors from people and know when to cut them off. Because I feel like if this serves me no good, and like,
what's the point?
And you're saying that you don't cut people off because what if they need you? That's not your business anymore. I feel like if you've continuously been friends with someone and you've expressed what your concerns are and you've expressed how they make you feel and their behavior continues, then they're basically saying, either one, fuck you and how you feel, or number two, they physically or they mentally or emotionally cannot give you what you are seeking from them in your friendship or relationship. So I feel like at that point, it's whatever happens with you and the what ifs, that's no longer for me to you know, deal with. I'll let you go and be with somebody who's going to deal with that, because that serves me no good. And I feel like you hanging on to a friendship just in case they need you, that's insane, because that's you having turmoil within yourself and you're doing that to yourself for no reason, where you can just simply cut them off and be done.
True.
So this is Brittany speaking, because I have, you know, processed in my mind already that people say we sound alike, so we might be talking and people might not know.
Oh, you don't want people to, you want people to know that the ghetto responses are not from Brittany.
I mean, it's so many. I mean, you said that, not me. No, but so this is Brittany speaking. But so I think the big thing for me, so I'm going to piggyback off of what Brianna said, but one for me, whether it's relationships or just anything in life, my motto is trust but verify.
Absolutely.
Because I think for me, I'm a very trusting person. I'm a people's person. I don't often have conflict with people in general. So I think for me, it's just like people gravitate towards me because of my personality. Right. But then I also
we got them bomb ass personality.
Period.
Sans on period.
Okay.
So being that type of person who people gravitate to, or you have this personality that a lot of people are like, you just like click a lot with a lot of people. I think that many times I can be more trusting than I should be in some regards. And I mean, I think with age comes wisdom. So sometimes you can really just see people for who they are and what is coming at you, and you can kind of like intercept that quick. But so it's like, my thing is, if I'm going to trust you, but then I also have to verify, because people can show things, but then let's peel back the layer of that.
They secretary at first, always.
Yeah. So it's like, no, let's peel back the layer and see what your character is. Who are you truly? Like, because you can say whatever you think will sound good to me, but now when it comes time to put the action into place, like, let me see what you really about.
Or let's throw some opportunity to in there and see your character. You know,
yeah. Exactly.
Right. And so just to piggyback off of what Brianna said in regards to, as you said, I think that time does not really matter. I think that if not anything, time shows people for who they truly are. I think that exposes people, and that really you get to the rawness of who people really are. But Brianna said that she feels like people stick around just in case you make it, so that they can be put on. But I think in addition to that, I think that some people stick around because, I mean, let's be realistic. Some people see you in your worst. Some people see you in your shit. And before you can get to that place of saying, okay, these are some things I need to check about myself, like, I am the toxic one. Sometimes you can be a mess, and some of your friends are there in the middle of your mess. And I think that people who are not truly there for you or loyal to you, I think sometimes they're there because they want you to stay in your shit. Right. So not even like,
they feeding off.
Yeah, not even like, oh, I want to be here so that I can see her grow. I can see her get past some of this. Or even what Brianna said, you know, I want to be around, you know, because just in case she get on, like, yeah, you know, she can say that I supported her. But some people are like, literally praying for your downfall. As bad as that sound, like, people are praying for your downfall. Mm-hmm. Like, now I'm gonna stay friends with her because I know she gonna fuck up. Mm-hmm. I know that I don't believe in her enough as a friend to think that she can get her shit together. And I want to be around for the downfall. I want to be around to be like, I told you so.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't understand how people would even consider that, like... I just can't understand the process of somebody wanting to be, like, someone who's just that fucking miserable and just be like, you know what? I know that I'm not really her friend. I know I don't support her, but I'm going to stay here anyways just so I can see her fall, just so I can say, I told you so. Like, that's a fucked up individual.
It is. That's how people are. There are many people like that. We live in a really weird
selfish. It's not even weird. It's just a age of selfishness.
It is an age of selfishness. They don't really care about the success or the well-being of others. And I think a lot of people too, like she said, people see you when you in like the pit of your shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people that makes them feel better about themselves. Well, damn, look at her and her shit. This make my shit look like a piece of cake. And I think a lot of people feed off of that. I think a lot of people too, especially for our generation, that loyalty is not really there. So people like being the best person in the room. And I've never been a person like that. I've always been a person to, like, if you down in the dirt, I'm pulling up my sleeves, I'm taking off my shoes, and I'm getting down in the dirt with you.
Right.
But I feel like a lot of people be on some high-level ego shit, and they really...
Narcissistic-ass motherfuckers. Right, narcissistic.
They keep you around to make their
shit look a lot better.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or not even that, like, okay, let's feed off of that, tap into that. People being around because they want you to make it, and they want to be around just in case you make it. Or people being around because they want to see you in your shit, they don't want you to be better. Or some people who are there to feed your fire.
Literally.
Like, some people are there, okay, like, I see all of this shit, but I'm not gonna put no soil in it so that it can grow and manifest to what it can be. I'm gonna just keep on throwing all of this shit on it.
Or I'm gonna throw some balls in it, make it
look just keep on letting this power up, you know? So I think you just have to have discernment in regards to the people that you allow into your space and people, you know, pick up on people's energies. If you feel like something is off, like, 9 times out of 10, that shit is off.
Yes,
like,
for real.
I mean,
you
sometimes...
I have a bad habit of making excuses for people. Like you just said,
girl,
honestly, like,
bruh,
what you just said made me think about it. What you just said made me really think about it. Like, if okay, let's just say I'm feeling a bad vibe from somebody, and I'm like, all right, sure.
Well, hold on, let me take a sip on that.
Girl, I'm just sipping.
Listen, my like, and I'm like, yo, okay, Shorty been acting real weird lately. Like, I'm gonna give her some space, and you know, I'll try to revisit the situation later. I'm making excuses like, okay, maybe it's work, knowing that she on vacation. Knowing she's on vacation, she ain't been at work. Maybe it's family. Knowing that her family is, shit, they on vacation, so she ain't really dealing with them right now. Maybe it's these niggas. Well, she's single. So, why you keep making excuses
always
for
trying
this
to
person?
Make excuses
exactly,
for
trying
people.
To figure out, like, it can't be this, that, and the third. Right. Like, what's obvious in front of my face, I'm like, no, that can't be it, because such and such wouldn't do me that way. When in reality, such and such gonna do you that way, plus some.
Right. But I think, too, especially for our generation, we are dealing with so much shit. So I think that it's definitely beneficial to give people the benefit of the doubt sometime, because you never know what people are dealing with. A lot of our friends are dealing with shit that they would never mention to us, let alone their moms or, you know, their families or people that are a little bit closer to them than us. So I think it's safe to give people the benefit of the doubt. But I think at some point, if you see that the behavior is continuous and you see that there's a pattern being established, then I think you have to sit back and evaluate and say to yourself, am I giving her the benefit of the doubt, or am I giving her the opportunity to just keep fucking playing games with me? Because people will get you fucked up, especially if they know that they can continuously get away with it.
And then when they come back, that door is always
people
open.
Will continuously drive you down I got her fucked up street, because they know that your ass gonna pull over, park,
drive,
get out the
down,
car,
I got her fucked up
they
street.
Know that you're gonna invite
them. If I go up the street 1 mile and 150 feet, I'm gonna turn right, and then 250 feet, I'm gonna turn left,
right,
and then right in front of Tierra's dumb ass.
I know she gonna stop. I know she gonna fuck it up and make a quick left and come down I got her fucked up street, because she keeps allowing it. So I think it's definitely, like I said, I think it's definitely beneficial to give some people benefit of the doubt, because you just never know what people are going through. But I think, too, if you're friends, and especially if you've been friends with someone for a while, you can establish their behaviors, and you know when something becomes a pattern.
Yeah, not even that, just that, but I think we have to, I think I'm also very, very big on communication. Like, that's one right. of my top things, communication, because, I mean, in addition to us just being in a world full of selfishness, especially now in this time, I think it also goes hand in hand with people being extremely prideful, and that's what men and women, people are just extremely prideful, so... Okay, you say, why do I keep making excuses for this one person? But then, like, if we're friends, you know that I care for you. You can't let your pride down a little bit to communicate with me as your sis. Like, let's have an open conversation. Like, let's be unfiltered with each other. Like, right. speaking of raw and unfiltered, like, raw let's just be unfiltered. Raw and unfiltered with each other and, like, have communication. Right. Like,
I would be prideful with a guy. Before I be prideful with one of my friends.
I feel like you can't be prideful with anybody because it leaves you both trunked.
Exactly. I agree with
not
that.
Not being wise. I think it's the difference between being wise and not letting your guard down and still, you know, treading lightly, but right. not giving all of yourself right. between and being prideful.
Exactly. Like, so, but I'll do that with a guy that I'm talking to, just, you know, to kind of see where his mind at before right. I do that with one of my friends. I expect my friends, if they feel like something is off, to be like, bitch,
right. what's wrong call with me you? On my shit.
Right. Right. Like, I have one friend right now that me and her will argue all day long, and then we will give each other some space, and then I'll call her or she'll call me like, bitch, you good? Because, like, right. you was tripping. And what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, talk about
as
it.
As it should be. We exactly. need, we need
and then
time.
I have those friends who be like, no, I'm good. No, you're not, bitch. Like, you about to make me smack the fuck out of you because you're not okay. This Listen. Is not okay. Our relationship is not okay. What's going on? But then it's like, I feel like when I come at people that way, like, but that's just me. That's my personality. And people who know me, who really, truly know me, know that, you know, I am a caring person. If I come to you, be like, yo, what's good with you? Like, right. something ain't right here. I think that people should be like, okay, you know, obviously, you know, she cares and maybe I can't talk to her. Or if you feel like you can't talk to me about the situation, then at least acknowledge the fact that I'm acknowledging something. You're acknowledging it with me. And then when you're ready to talk about it, mm-hmm. we can talk about
because
it.
Because then I was about to say, okay, let me pose this question to you. If you're saying, you know, I'm talking to this person, there's those friends who I truly consider a friend. And I can have this conversation. We can communicate with each other. We can converse about the issue. We can both say, you know, yeah, I was upset. For the sake of me saving this friendship, I'm going to take the time that I need and then we can speak about it versus mm-hmm. people that you kind of like on the fence about. Like,
right.
me being me, I know that I may have overreacted or I may have needed some time for myself.
Because I'm a drama
And then
queen.
This person, oh, and then know. I'm just like, okay, well, what's wrong with you? And they're like, I'm okay. And you're like, no, you're not. Let me pose this question to you. Maybe they are okay because that's their character. They don't want to have communication. They don't see it as a real friendship. So they might be used to like just going off on someone, having their way, saying what they want to say, and they okay with that. Like right. they're telling
that
you they're okay.
Weird to me,
that
though.
Is
like,
weird.
Okay.
This is what
that's
I'm saying. You
weird.
Have to hear people when they're not speaking.
Right.
When you are a friend and you're trying to challenge somebody and say, hey, listen, I know that that just went real left and that's not how I wanted to happen. And as your friend, I'm just checking in to say what's up and like, mm-hmm. are you good? And they say, no, I'm good. Listen to them. Motherfuckers,
right.
if they saying they good,
they're good,
sis. You stressing out, losing sleep, trying to figure out, you know, why this person don't want to talk to me, because they've told you I'm good, and that's truly where they are, and
right.
you trying to make them be something they're not,
right?
And I think that's when you have to realize, okay, maybe I need to check the value of this relationship. Because here's my thing. Some people you are meant to be patient with. You have to take some time and you have to work through some things with people, but
bitch.
Don't waste your time taking your time,
right? Can the church say amen?
Do not waste your time taking your
Come
time.
Come on, degree speak.
Like, I don't know. I'm just so in the place of seeing things for truly what they are.
Right,
and God, like,
value.
Lord,
reveal to me
right
what,
now
what the truth.
That's
right
where
now.
I'm at. Like,
Lord,
I feel you.
Remove the wool cover. Remove the filter. Remove the rose gold filter. Remove this. Like,
take these contacts out, like, Lord. Let me see.
Remove everything and help me to see everything for
what
it
really
is clearly.
Is.
Because,
yes.
Lord, I don't want to use my judgment. I don't want to you know, make up things or overthink things or try to rationalize things in my head. Like, Lord, clearly show me what every situation is so that I know how to move with that. And Lord,
right.
show me the way that I need to move so that I'm not giving up on somebody too soon. Like,
right.
if this is still an assignment I'm supposed to be on, like, Lord, give me the clarity on how to
right.
work with this and how to support this
but
person in the midst
long,
of their things.
How long are you supposed to wait for someone to give you the same energy back that you're giving them?
Here's the thing. Sometimes you may not get the same energy from people. And this was another thing. I just had this conversation with my friend because I think we always look at relationships, friendships, any type of ship this interaction that we're having with any other person or any situation, we're expecting to benefit something from
it. See, that's why I like water. And these ships and shit.
Girl, like, no. So we're I think we're always, and I think that goes back into selfishness. And sometimes I think it can be unconscious because we're always in this place of like, well, what if I'm in this situation, what am I supposed to get from it?
Right.
Sometimes you ain't supposed to get nothing from it. Sometimes you're supposed to be the giver in that moment. Sometimes that person just, like, God sends that person sends you into another person's life so that they can get what they need, for mm-hmm. them to get built up, for them to understand fucked up ways about themselves. Like, yo, you know, I can understand in this moment, like, you know, I may not have always said the best things or haven't been nice to Tierra, but she made me realize I had some fucked up ways about myself. Right. She made me realize that, you know, I wasn't a good communicator. She may have made me realize that I was not a good listener, or
that I was selfish, or that I was an asshole.
You know, so mm-hmm. I think sometimes, and I think the benefit for you in that moment is you teaching somebody else and getting them to the next level of where they need to be. Right. So I think we have to remove of like, well, I'm not getting this same type of energy. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a difference between reciprocated energy and disrespect.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that's different because we remain nameless, but there's a friend who I really like. For me, when I see a friend, I can know every fucked up thing about you and I still gonna accept you for who you are. Because at the end of the day, we are all beings who just have something wrong with ourselves. I think we all are working through some stuff. We all have some toxic ass traits about ourselves. But I think for me, I don't care, like, if I truly value you and I see you as a friend, or not even friend because it's in family too, but if I see you as someone that I value, I'm looking past all of your fucked up ways and seeing you for the potential that you have. But I think that I can see some
think like that.
No, they don't. But I think I can see somebody for their potential and also not tolerate disrespect. If you constantly coming at me, we can bump heads, but when I feel like you constantly punch me, no, that's where we have a problem. Right. So I think also knowing the difference between being patient and like straight up disrespect, because that's what we're not gonna have.
I mean, because everybody, like, everyone's relationship is not gonna be roses and glitter and unicorns and shit. Like, I mean, I feel like every real friendship goes through something.
Yeah.
And if you ain't went through nothing with that person, that probably is not your real friend. If it's always like, if someone's always agreeing, like, oh yeah, that's perfect. Oh yeah, like.
Like, bitch, don't always blame me.
Not even completely 100% always agreeing. But I feel like if you're in a situationship, for the lack of a better word, because it could be a friendship or a relationship. But I feel like if you're in a situation where it's constantly always negativity and always quote unquote constructive criticism, I feel like that too.
That's an issue. Like, yo, first of all, constructive criticism is something that is sought. If I did not seek it, then don't give it to me. No, well, I won't say that because if I'm friends and you want to give me constructive criticism, I'll take that.
But let it come from a good place.
Right? Because a lot of people.
Criticism should be constructive.
Constructive. A lot of people will be on some hater shit and just
like,
say,
bitch, I'm going to criticize your
bitch, I don't think we're all going to go nowhere, so I don't think you should do it, huh?
Like, bitch, how is that a lot of constructive criticism, yo. Raw, I didn't really like that, you know, I just didn't really like that segment. I think maybe you should have asked more questions,
exactly.
Or I think you should have, like, did pass the mic so people not talking over each other. Or I feel like maybe the next time you should have an agenda to keep. Okay, that's constructive criticism. Right. It might hurt you, but they're doing it for your well-being.
But I think, too, if you're gonna provide constructive criticism, have some kind of resolution or some kind of solution. Don't just come to me saying,
like, bitch, you ain't shit, and that's it.
Right.
So what are you supposed to do about not being shit?
And I'm like, you know, just not be shit. Well, okay.
Because that's not helpful to the situation or our relationship.
Because that's, at this point, that's just your opinion. But don't come to me with a problem without a solution. And that's how I feel constructive criticism should work. Because I feel like a lot of people hide behind that constructive criticism shit, and it's really them on some
being a hater.
It's real, and I hate to say that word, hater. But it's, I feel like
it's
really,
it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel like it's really on some hate shit, just kind of to tear you down when they see you in a good place. Oh, I got this constructive criticism. You can take that and go shove it up your mom's ass.
But then I think
that's your mom.
Like, and I know this something may sound like real cliche or real like I don't know. I'm just all about learning people for who they are and getting to just like, I don't know, respecting people that everybody goes through some shit, but like
lost.
You had said something you did because I was about to tag off of that. Oh, so yeah, some people just truly have a heart of malice and they're not there for you to be constructive or productive or encouraging or at all. But I think we also have to, like I said, back to not taking things personal. People will deflect the fuck up some shit that they dealing with
they
on
will.
You.
Lord.
They will get on here and turn that shit back around. Okay. And so I've had to realize that sometimes in these moments, and that's why I say you have to know when it's meant for you to be patient with somebody or if it's just like, yo. Because, I mean, some things can get thrown at you and it will pierce your heart and that can convict you. And it's like, okay, damn, I need to think about that. Mm-hmm. But some shit's supposed to roll off like water and bounce right back at their ass. Because a lot of times there's this mirror experience and people are seeing themselves for who they are. Mm-hmm. And
they don't like that
shit. No, they don't like that. So, I mean, you know, that shit's supposed to bounce back to them, but they trying to bounce it back off on you. Right. But no. These are some things that you possibly need to work on. Not saying that it may not be something that's for me. I truly may need to work on that. But people love to gaslight and deflect. And so it's just like, you know, we just got to get to a point where we want to own up to our own shit. Right. Like, we have to own up to our shit. Nothing is ever going to be fully blossom into what it needs to be if we don't grow and uproot some things. You know what I mean? Like, people be planting shit thinking that something's supposed to raise from it. Right. Like, if
you don't water it, what you gonna do?
Before you even get to the point of water, you
gotta pull some shit up.
You can consistently. Here's the thing, though. You know what? You can plant a seed. Say, I'm gonna plant a seed, and I want a beautiful rose garden to come for this. So I'm gonna plant what needs to be planted. I'm gonna take care of it. I'm gonna water it every day. And I know that in some season, this is gonna bloom into this beautiful thing of like what I waited for. But you plant nothing, you keep watering. What the fuck you think will come up? Some stinking ass fucking weeds that's gonna be toxic to everything around
and
it.
And the water's gonna be dry, so it's not giving anything enough room to penetrate.
And then sometimes you don't even water that shit, it keep on coming up.
Right.
Well, we take more time trying to uproot that shit to plant something else positive.
Well, you could have just taken care. I think too, to piggyback off of deflection, I think
I need to write a book.
Come on, doc that. But to piggyback off of deflection, I think
deflection,
girl. Listen,
we know what she's talking about.
I cannot let you continue in your ignorance.
You gotta pass your Sam. Go somewhere. Stay with me. I think too, a very important part of that is we have to go into these situations first acknowledging our own shit and knowing who we are. I think it's good to go into situations knowing exactly who you are, what you're bringing to this situation,
and what you're not going to tolerate.
Establish boundaries. And I think knowing yourself is a crucial part of a friendship or a relationship, because people hate that shit.
But knowing yourself is what will run things.
Knowing
yourself
is right. Knowing yourself is what's going to allow you to not tolerate certain shit that you're not going to deal with. But I think it also allows you to stand firm when someone is trying to reflect that type of shit on you, because you're like, well, I already know my traits, and I know that shit is something that I personally do not have in me. So I feel like it's good to know who you are. That way it's not as easy for people to deflect certain shit off of you and make you feel some type of way when you know that you don't obtain those qualities, because you know who you are and you know you're standing firm in your own truth and what you believe. I think that's important too.
For me personally, even if I am as true as I could possibly be to myself, I feel like I still do that, though.
You still feel like you what?
Like, I let people, okay, let's say I don't think a friend, like, okay, when we just talk about the constructive criticism and deflecting, reflecting, projecting, whatever it is that
mirror
they,
image.
Yeah, I still be like, well, it's okay, like, you going through shit. It's cool. No, see, and I'm over here like,
I think that's something that you kind of
break it down.
I think that's something that you learn as you grow too, because I feel like at some point you are going to get tired of feeling like shit, and you're going to get tired of people making you feel like you're the bad guy in the situation. And I feel like,
because I'm a damn good friend.
You are. And I feel like when you know that you're a damn good friend, you have to stand on that. And I think, where the hell was I going with that?
Girl, we don't know. While you parking, you go get it. I think a part of that still goes into I think that you can go into a situation knowing yourself. I think that every single day for everybody is a new day of getting to know yourself more. So I don't think that there's one specific point in life where we know everything about ourselves. I think that every day we're getting to know ourselves.
I know
more.
Me.
And so I think that, you know, maybe in these ages, it's like, I'm not saying that you don't know you, but I think that every single day you're getting to know yourself more. Like, there's things right now that you, say, for instance, in marriage, there's things about yourself that you don't know in regards to marriage because you have not experienced that yet.
Someone brings that out of you.
I think that every experience and every life journey, everything that we're experiencing every single day is something that's helping us learn ourselves more. But I think that you have to be very specific. Be specific with yourself of things you will not tolerate, because, and I'm not saying that that's unnormal, because for me, I feel the same way. Like, somebody can do some real, like, just lame ass shit to me, and I'm not gonna be up in your face kissing your ass and like, hey girl, but like, you know, I'm not gonna give up on you. I think a part of that, excuse me,
that's my in me problem,
is like,
yo,
the nurture in me or the teacher in me that always wants to see people get to that next level. Right. But you can't save every damn body.
You can't save.
I be trying to be super save a hoe. Like, I be,
you can't save my
hoes. They don't want to be saved. Don't save.
I'll put my cape on and I'll be like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take care of this and I'm going to fix it. Like, I want to be a fixer. I feel like I have to fix everything. I have to fix this. I have
that
to
ain't
fix
your
that.
Job.
That's not
but
your
I,
job.
I know that. But I feel like the person that I am, I just feel like I have to. And then when I feel like I'm being blocked from doing so, that makes me even more upset. I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to help you.
Girl, I feel
I'm
you.
I'm trying to help us.
I feel you 100%.
Help this and you not letting
I
mean, me in. I'm not
you
getting...
Just said,
you hear me?
Important what you just said. You're trying to help us. You're trying to put yourself into a situation that's not meant for you.
Right.
That's like squeezing a fucking square into a circle. You're going to keep frustrating yourself.
I mean,
your
if
man,
you... If you,
your
if you take if off the sides... It's not gonna fit perfectly,
you,
but it's gonna go in there.
And why are you doing all of that
it.
And just
it's
knowing
like you're forcing,
right,
you gotta,
you're forcing
you
it?
And that's a part of knowing yourself. You gotta know what's for you and what's not.
And you putting
every
in all this extra work to make it work when it's not meant to work.
If that circle wants to go, I'm sorry, that square wants to go in that circle spot, if I take them edges off, it's gonna fit. It may not fit perfectly.
Listen to this.
But it's gonna fit.
There's a circle right next to it that goes in perfectly. Says, why are you trying to?
Not if
it's just
that, but
it's a circle.
Take that.
It's lonely.
Take that into context. Okay, so you said there's a square. There's a specific spot that has been ordained for it. But instead of me putting it into specifically what
it
fits in,
I'm gonna
try
to squeeze
it. I'm
gonna try
to force this. I'm force it into something that was never meant for it. So. Just think about that. The damage that happens to that. So
not
so
only
this
to
is
that
square,
item, but also to yourself.
So this is a square, and let's use this. I'm trying. No, I'm gonna use the top of this. You get the point. It's some flowers in there, but you get it. So I can't even take it
don't
off.
Don't be tearing shit up.
So
man.
Let me.
Right.
Hold on,
y'all.
Get your point. Okay. So this is a square, and so this is a circle. Now, this square can fit perfectly into that. You don't gotta force it in. You don't gotta try to assess it. It just goes straight in. You sit it right in. It fits perfectly. First of all, this is not even big enough for this. So now I'm trying to jam this in. I'm damaging this at the same time of trying to force it into something that it was never meant to fit in. I didn't tore this up, messed this all up, trying to get it in there. At the end of the end, it will never... Even if I jam it in, I didn't tore off all of the sides. I didn't fucked up all of this. I didn't stretch this out. It still don't fit perfectly.
And now you've damaged yourself as well
you
as someone
damaged
else
yourself, you
by trying to make
else.
Something force and fit.
If it don't fit, it don't fit.
In addition to that, you've stressed yourself out. You've made your arm hurt. You've put in all of this mental anguish of
I
having
broke
to
my nail.
See, broke your nail.
Because you're trying to save something. That, you did more damage trying to save it. And at the end of it, it still was never saved.
It was never saved.
Right.
So you know, you
and in the process
to,
of that,
like,
you ruined something there.
Okay, pasta.
You just have to. That's Bible. That's Bible.
But you know, but I think the more you think of things like that in that sense, the easier it will be for you to just let things roll
let
off.
Things
and
go.
I think I'm saying that from experience. Mm-hmm. I was a person. I took everything personal, and I'm not saying there's some things that I still take personal in some sense because I'm a sensitive person, as I said. But right. I've just learned more and more that people are people. We cannot put no type of person at a higher pedestal than we put anybody. We are all people who fuck up and have things that we need to work on. But I think the more that we just become self-aware, understanding that people are people and they're going to mess up and there's things about them, and that we're not meant to be in everybody's lives. Everybody is not meant to be in our lives. Every situation is not for us. Every assignment is not ours. I think the more of the burden that will be lifted off of you, but then you can really pour into those situations that are specifically for you. Mm-hmm. If you have to consistently keep questioning if something is for you,
it's not
like
for
it's
you.
Not for you. And right. I think, I mean, you have to still, you know, have that pressing with God and be like, Lord, just show it to me. Because sometimes it can be like, I'm done with this person, and that is a person you're supposed to be patient with. They just need a little bit more love and they don't need to be thrown away. But
that's like when you ask God to give you a sign to not mess with that dude.
Like, come,
and he gives
come
you
here,
the sign.
Dumbass,
and you still like move behind the stop sign, try to dip and dash.
Right, you're like, hold on, God, I'm just playing. Hold on. Give me two more weeks.
No, God, like, it's
no,
the first
no,
time.
No, God be like, right. I did not tell you.
Right.
Sit down. You know, and you have to know when the season is up. Just like going back to the beginning, like just know when the season is up and, you know, you can nourish those things that are meant specifically for you. But until you know that and until you get clarity on what you're supposed to be doing and what you're not, you're going to keep on trying to force shit. You're going to keep on trying to make stuff work. You're going to keep questioning yourself. Well, am I being a good friend? They ain't receptive to how I'm trying to reach them. Nah, like...
Fuck them. No.
Boy, fuck you.
Boy, fuck you.
Or girl, fuck you.
Fuck y'all.
Right. No, for real, though. I feel like this is something that can go on for days. Absolutely. Like, I know I can go on for days, but...
Look, I got
hot. I got the heat on, too. Oh. But we don't have days. So, but, you know, it feels good that I got to talk to someone else about this because I be in here wrecking my brain trying to talk to myself.
You are not
but,
alone.
Girl, shut up.
Please.
So, any last words for the people before we wrap this segment up? Brianna? Was that right? 27 years and I got it right.
Girl,
okay.
I know it.
No, I don't really have anything else to say. I will say, you know, be patient with those who needs patience and, just know what your boundaries are in friendships and relationships and all of that good stuff.
Brittany?
By the way, go over and follow me at Black Coffee Conversations. Follow my podcast. We will post a link in this. Yes.
Yes, we will.
Absolutely.
So I guess for me, it just is primarily just love people through the good, through the bad. Love people, whether it's good or bad. Like, just love them for who they are. You have love yourself first. And love people. Learn to love people for who they are. Mm-hmm. Love to learn people for who God says they are. Not just what you want them to be or who you need them to be for you. But, you know, love them for who they are. And that's all I have to say. Like,
drink water.
Love and communication.
Mind your business.
Conquers.
And be great.
Love and I will end it like this. Stop making excuses for people. If they give you their ass to kiss on a silver platter, then...
Serve it up, bitch.
No. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop making excuses for people and just take things at face value. And I feel like life would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for joining and with us. And we will be back. Bye.
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 The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.